You might not think that a major record label would sign the trio we're about to hear. Well, Sony did, in fact, sign the three singers. They call themselves the Priests, because that's what they are. The Priests are fathers David DeLargy and Eugene and Martin O'Hagan. They're from Northern Ireland, and their debut album comes out today. Nick Raphael is managing director of Epic Records, which is a division of Sony. He signed the Priests, not because he thought they'd make a lot of money, but because he knew they would make beautiful music.
I didn't think it was a commercial proposition. I didn't think it was something, you know, on the whole, I make what you would call pop music or mainstream music, but not, you know, this isn't the first time in my career I've got into something because I was, you know, I thought it'd be great fun and it'd be a cool thing to do, as opposed to this could be the big one. This could be my Spice Girls, or this could be my Oasis, or this could be my Nickelback, or whatever the big project is that, you know, we look for in the record business. That isn't what I thought this was.
You must have, though, I would think, have had an eye on the High Kings or Celtic Women, or, you know, any of the three tenors, the Irish tenors, the success of those groups when you signed on the Priests.
Now, yes, those things will come into my remit. But if I honestly told you what I was thinking at the time I did it, the last thing I thought I would be doing, be interviewed by anybody about the project. The day we signed them, I suddenly realized what I had let myself in for, what I had done, how important that what we had just done is. Do I hope now it's as big as Celtic Women? Do I hope now it's as big as the Irish Tenors? Yes, I do.
No.
Yeah, I hope now, but that was not my intention. I can honestly say, hand on heart, this one occasion, this was not my intention.
What was the contract for? How much?
The contract was for nothing compared to what the internet and the news programs ran in the UK.
I've heard $2 million US.
I can honestly say they didn't get signed for anywhere near that figure.
$1 million.
And by the way, let me just say clearly, I am not allowed to discuss what we sign any artist for or any amount of money.
$500,000.
No, what was said, I'll tell you exactly what was said, so you can clearly hear this before you try and goad a number out of me. Then what was actually said was, they've initially speculated as $1.4 million or $1.6 million when it first came out. And I said, that's not true, but we will spend at least $2 to $2.5 million launching this project. And it went from, it cost between $2 and $2.5 million to launch them, to they got signed for $2.5 million. This is the one time in my 15 years of music that the artist has never asked me once about money. They have
scared. That's the beauty of doing business with Priests. I mean, I can't imagine that you weren't hoping that somehow, somewhere along the line, they had taken a vow of poverty.
As they said to me when we discussed why they were interested in doing it, they said, this is the year of vocation, and this is fulfilling a vocation for us. And I was
actually,
like, okay.
Yeah, there's a good quote from one of the priests. Yeah. This is Eugene O'Hagan, who says that I have two arms, he says, the ecclesiastical arm and the musical arm. If one is tied behind the back, I'm not functioning at my fullest potential. But let me turn this around to you, Nick. I mean, you're saying that you weren't paying anywhere near the $2.5 million for them for this contract that has been reported. How come? I mean, if they're so hot now, the CD is going to be released in 32 countries, don't they deserve more?
As with any recording artist, there's a thing called a royalty that exists within their contract. And if they were to go off and sell millions of copies and emulate the Three Tenors, the Irish Tenors, the Celtic Women, or any of these projects, then the royalty stream will be paid through to them as per the contract, and there will be a large sum of money for them to do as they please. And they have indicated that they'd like to put money into a trust, and we'd like to give money to charity, and we've discussed that, and we've said that we will make sure that that happens. The fact that no one's paid them to sing is due to the fact that they chose to be priests as opposed to be singers, and I think any one of the three could have made a living professionally as a singer prior to this date if they'd chosen to.
Nick Raphael is managing director of Epic Records. He's got high hopes for the Priest's self-titled first album. It was released today. We're going to have a link and pictures at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Join us tomorrow for another Spin of the World.
May the Lord rise to meet you. May the wind be ever at your back.
May the sun